I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, our weekly Wisdom Watch conversation with Sue Johansson. She's been a leading sex educator for more than 3 decades. But first, we just spoke with the chancellor of Washington, D.C.'s public schools, Michelle Rhee. And as we've mentioned, the news about D.C. schools is often downbeat. That's certainly true of Ballou High School in southeast Washington. 2 weeks ago, Ballou students were under a lockdown after a teen was shot near the school. In February, 4 students were shot near the school. 2 years ago, a student was shot in the school. But there's another side to Ballou, a very positive side, the marching band. The band is, well, maybe the best description is to listen to the music. A group of documentary filmmakers decided to follow the band all the way from rehearsal to the National High-Stepping Marching Band Competition in Birmingham, Alabama. Joining us to talk about all of this are film producer Casey Callister and band director Darrell Watson. Welcome to you both. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Darrell, how did you get involved with the band?
Well, I remember sitting in a band room and saying to myself, watching my band director saying, you know what, I can do that. I'm going to take his job one day. And then I came back to Ballou Senior High School as the band director.
You were a student at Ballou, and you were in the band.
I was in the band, drum major, played the trombone. Some of the best memories of my life.
You know, honestly, some people would say, gee, I want to get as far away from here as possible. You never felt that way?
Never felt that way. Never. My mom still lives in the neighborhood, and the kids love her. She cooks for the band, wash the band uniforms. It's something that I don't think I could ever get away from Ballou High School.
That rustling sound that you hear is Darrell wearing his Ballou High School Majestic Marching Knights jacket. I just want you to know he's representing. Casey, how did you hear about the band?
Well, my wife was a teacher at Ballou Senior High School, and she used to play flute with the band sometimes. And she always said, you have to come down and meet Mr. Watson. And eventually I did. And at the time, I brought one of my friends from kindergarten, Mr. Michael Betray, a very talented filmmaker. And he just loved the band, too. And that's when we decided to do this documentary.
Darrell, did you have any hesitation about cooperating with a project like this? Because it's not, you know, let's just be real about it. It's not an easy task. It's not an easy situation. Did you have any concern about kind of opening the door and letting people in?
Yeah, we all did. The students were a little hesitant at first. We all were. I was very aware of where the cameras were at the time, especially when I had to let the kids know what was really on my mind. I'd take a peek over. But eventually, we just forgot all about the cameras, and we just was ourselves and did what we had to do.
And speaking of kind of getting very real and very comfortable with just telling it how it is, I'm going to play a short clip where you talk about the fact that, you know, the area of D.C. where Ballou is located, southeast D.C., that is a place that's often in the news for the violence, for the low-performing schools, and you talk about that. Let's play a short clip.
We're from Ballou High School. People expect us not to compete nationally and rank nationally. You know, we're from Southeast, you know, the so-called school that can't do this, can't do that, whatever. But the reason I stayed at Ballou, because I know what is here.
What is there that you want people to see, Darrell?
Some dynamic, amazing young people that is just, if they're given the chance and the opportunity and someone that will not give up on them, they would truly arise to the occasion and let the community and the world know that we are capable of doing this or whatever we set our minds to.
Casey, what is it that you wanted people to see in this film?
We wanted to see, wanted everyone to see this great program that Darrell is putting together and how it's really changed the lives of these students. We wanted to show that all the negative environment that they come out of really can produce actually really great kids if they have somebody like Mr. Watson to guide them.
Was it, I'm just going to go right there. Was it challenging at all for you? You're white. Ballou is, what, maybe 97% mm-hmm. African-American from yes. what I know. Mm-hmm. White filmmaker coming into a predominantly African-American environment, telling a story that it's a great story in the sense of showing how hard these kids work. But the kids tell on themselves. You know, one young lady who you interview in the film talks about, listen, you know, I was doing everything, you know, and the band is anger management for me.
Exactly.
which I was happy about. But Was there any tension there at times? Did people think, well, what are you doing here?
I think there was a little nervousness by the kids and at first. But we were never nervous because Mr. Watson and all of the band staff volunteers, just welcomed us with open arms and made us part of the family, made us part of the band. And as we went on, we developed a great relationship and have been friends ever since.
I want to talk about the National High-Stepping Marching Band Competition in Birmingham, Alabama. Let's play a short clip of the band performing there so people get a taste of what we're talking about. Unfortunately, you can't see the high stepping that is going on here and the tight dance steps and all of the that goes into that. But why was it such a big deal to perform there?
It's just an opportunity for our kids to get the exposure, to mingle with other band students that are doing the same thing that they're doing, to come out of D.C., to see what is going on so they can have these other opportunities that are available to them. And it was very important for me to give this to my kids. It's like that proud papa, you know, you didn't have a lot when you were growing up, but you want to give your kids more. And it's that same lesson that I want to teach my kids.
Casey, I don't want to be a spoiler because people want to see the film, but it's not easy always to participate in an activity like this. It's just some kids in some neighborhoods, just, you know, getting to band practice would be a big deal. But some of these kids have to pick kids up from school. They have to pick up their younger brothers and sisters. They have to do a lot of the other things that a lot of other kids don't have to do. Is there one sort of hope that you have that people will have when they see this film?
The hope that I have is that they'll see it as kind of a blueprint for something they can do at their own schools. I mean, it's done such wonderful things here for the band programs at D.C. for the first time ever. And last year, there was $1.4 million of brand new instruments delivered to all the schools. The documentary, you know, had something to do with that. A lot of people saw it. A lot of district leaders saw it and made a difference.
Many of the people who are featured in the film have, in fact, graduated and moved on to other things now. So, Darrell, do you have some rising stars or... You have to reconstitute that band every couple of years.
Yes, absolutely. But I just want to acknowledge them. There, a lot of students went to college, Johnson C. Smith University, Norfolk State, on scholarships, and we're very, very proud of them. But the underclassmen and the seniors now have really stepped up, and they're really helping the freshman class that's coming in to be the best band that we know we can be.
And I understand that there's a big event in your future. Do you want to tell us about it?
We're selected to participate in the 2009 Tournament of Roses Parade and the 2009 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Those are the biggies.
Those are the biggies. I mean, it doesn't get any better. I'm short for words right now because this was a dream. I've watched the Macy's and the Thanksgiving Day Parade and the Rose Bowl Parade since I was a little kid. And now to be participating, I mean, I'm not even going to be paying attention to the kids. I'm just going to be looking down the street, just absorbing every moment, because I know once we set foot on the plane, my work is done. I know the kids are going to have a wonderful time. They're going to do great. But I just want to take a look around as we're walking and just, like, we're here. You know, this is amazing.
Don't embarrass us.
Absolutely not.
Don't mess up. You're representing D.C. Okay. Darrell Watson is the director of Washington, D.C.'s fabulous Ballou High School marching band, the Majestic Marching Knights. Casey Callister produced a documentary about the band. It's called Ballou, a documentary film. It is now available on DVD, and they were both kind enough to join us in our Washington, D.C. studios. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.